Ken. Kev, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, love.
Hey, I ain't weed myself tonight.
You haven't weed yourself? Oh, yeah, you rang in yesterday, you weed down your pants, right?
Yeah. Clean what? Ones on tonight, mate.
Oh, you got clean pants on? Well, that's what you want. Now we're talking. So what are you called to tell us?
Life after death, mate. Your views.
Right.
What do you think?
Tell me yours first.
Well, I'm sat here now looking up at the stars and I'm just thinking to myself, that's what's come to me. It's like, there's got to be something else out there afterwards, surely.
Right.
That's like, I mean, like deja vu. What, that's...
It's statistically very likely that there's life on other planets. It's...
No, I don't mean on other planets, mate.
Right.
I mean afterwards, when we're gone, are we really gone? I mean, your mate, do you think he's, used to be a duck?
Oh, right, I see. When you die... this is quite a heavy subject, and I'm gonna have to try and explain it to you, clearly, because sometimes I'm aware of the fact that I talk about these things and I can lose everyone. So I'm not gonna invoke any... I'm gonna use this as simple words as I can, and you stop me if I just go off on one, no one knows what I'm talking about, yeah?
Go on, then.
Because I want to get this across. Because it's something I really believe in.
Right. I'm listening.
Matter... You can't destroy anything in the universe. It's not possible.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Do you understand that? So, supposing... I mean, just for anyone who doesn't understand that.
It's
rearranged, yeah. So for everyone else who's listening to the show, you can't actually destroy anything in the universe. All right? Even if you split an atom, right, what happens is that atom is just transformed from matter into energy. Right? That's the principles of Einstein. E equals mc squared. So all matter is simply energy, and energy is matter. The two things are the same. So you look at yourself, you're not really matter, you're energy. So your hands and the ground you sat on and stuff like that, it's not that you can't pass through it, it's just that it's going so fast that that you can't move the two together, right?
Right.
So when you die, it's impossible to destroy whatever it is that's you. All that you're doing is rearranging the shape of it.
Into a duck.
Well, you see, every day you live, right?
Yeah.
You die every second in a way because you change form in some way or other. If I was to remove your arm, you would still be Carlos. You would still be Kev in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Right? And, if I was to remove both your arms, you'd still be Kev in Lincoln. And those arms would be separate to you. They wouldn't be your arms anymore. They'd just be separate to you. So if I kept hacking away, if we cut your head off, right, and we just put your head in a glass jar and kept it alive somehow, go with me on this one because it's leaving somewhere. Right, so you put this glass, this head in a glass jar, right, as you looked at your body from which your head had been removed, you'd see it, you'd see your body, you'd go, that used to be my body, it's not me anymore, I am this head in a glass jar, right?
Now, right.
I don't know whether you know or not, it is possible to remove parts of people's brain and they're still alive. Right?
Right?
So stick with me on this one, because I am actually going somewhere. If you keep hacking away, if I had your brain in a jar, I took it out, started hacking bits of your brain off, and cutting and cutting and cutting, at some point there's going to reach... most people would say at some point there's going to be somewhere where you can't cut anymore, because if you cut, it's no longer Kev. It's a piece, it's two pieces of brain, right?
Yeah.
I disagree with that. I think you can keep cutting forever.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is I think that what you are, size doesn't even come into it, right? You're not microscopic, right?
Right.
Because you're infinite. That's my point. So you keep hacking, all it is you're rearranging the shapes and you're magnifying in on one part of yourself. Because what you are, actually, in fact, you and everyone else listening to this show, what we all are is the universe becoming aware of itself. So it's not possible to die.
Right.
It's not possible to be born. We've always been here, and we will always be here.
That's like the scientific side of it, obviously, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So notice, I'm an atheist. Notice, that's life after death. The atheist eyes, I'm not invoking any weird magical trickery. I've not started talking about a spirit or a soul or a God who sits in the clouds. I'm talking about it from a purely logical perspective. Life after death is a logical certainty.
Right. What about, like, deja vu, then? What do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I mean, I've done it loads of times. You've done summits and, do you know what I mean? You've done it before kind of thing, but you haven't. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's been suggested on this show that if you think of the infinite nature of the universe, it's possible that all we're experiencing is something that's already happened. So, so the future, for example, there's no time further in the past to you than the next few seconds, right? They're not in the future. The future and the past are the same thing. What's about to happen to you has already happened to you, but so long ago, it's inconceivable for you to remember it, right? It's not even that it happened like a month ago. It's not even that it happened before you were born, instantly before you were born. It happened before the universe was created, before the universe was destroyed, which happened before that, all the way ago. It was right. It's the single thing that's furthest away from anything else in terms of time. So all it is you've forgotten it, and it's about to happen, and it's happened an infinite number of times before, and it's about to happen again, and all you're going through is a process of remembering it.
Right, so I'm going to wee myself again, aren't I?
Say that again, you're going to wee yourself.
Again.
Well, the idea would be that
loads of time.
The idea would be that it's your fate to do that for an infinite length of time.
Oh, great.
But you see, the thing is, like, as I say, I'm sticking to logic here, but then other philosophies adopt this. And, you know, so some philosophies would adopt the idea that we're on a plane of existence. So you stay on that path, and we can only perceive it as being an infinite path until you improve yourself, and then you will elevate to a new path in a new life.
Yeah.
Right? So you go through this infinite process. You always make the same choices. You always make the same mistakes. And then at some point, and it may even be when you're alive, you'll just suddenly cease to exist and you'll move on to another path. All right, and that character will continue getting played out, because remember, you're not you, you're the universe by this theory, yeah?
Right.
So the idea would be is that you live the life of Kevin Lincoln, you keep living that life for an infinite amount, for as long as it takes, until you've learned all the lessons you need to learn about being Kev in Lincoln, and then you become, I don't know, you become Kev's dad. You become your own dad, and you live his life. Or I don't know, you become me. No, think it through. You become me, and you live my life, and you live that for an infinite amount of time. You become somebody else. The idea being that when we talk about justice, we talk about how unfair it is that one person can harm another. You harm somebody else, that's unfair, because they've been harmed, and that's terrible. The concept of justice, according to this, comes in that when you harm someone else, you're only harming yourself in a future or a past life. So when you think of war crimes and stuff like that, people who open fire on classrooms full of children, the truth of the matter is, all they're doing is opening fire on their own children, or they're opening fire upon themselves. That's where the theory comes in of justice, of this retributive justice. It's in all different religions, this idea of redistributive justice. And it's some theorists argue it comes from that. I've gone way too highbrow for the whole of South Yorkshire and the North Midlands.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Kev.
All right, mate. Cheers.
Take care of yourself. Okay. Sorry, I go off on one like that sometimes. 01422 1444, that's my phone number.